Okay, I want to call the City of Franklin Plan Commission meeting of May 22nd to order. Mr. Foose, could you do the roll call?
Alderwoman Mayor?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Finnis?
Present.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
And Mayor Olson is excused.
Please join us in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have the approval of the regular meeting of May 8th. If there's any additions or corrections to those minutes?
Move approval.
Second.
Chair, I have to recuse myself. I was not.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Do I have to pay? Item 3A. Public hearings and business items, the Vinton Construction Company. Mr. Fuchs, do you have information on that? Or Joe?
Thank you. And representatives are here in case we have had any questions. They're proposing Vinton Construction, I believe, is a subcontractor working on 76th Street reconstruction. They're going to be running the concrete batch plant. Portable temporary concrete batch plant that's proposed to be located on the 41-acre property that's at the northeast corner of 76th and Lyon Road, specifically in the far northeast corner of that property, approximately a 400-foot by 400-foot area where they're proposing to locate this. As a temporary concrete batch plant, it can be approved by the Plan Commission as a temporary use. The UDO has a number of standards that it must meet, including that it can't exceed more than 8 months in length, that it has to be for a public road project, it can't have outside sales. So the applicant has responded to each one of those submissions in the materials they provided. So essentially, they're proposing a concrete batch plant at that location only for 76th Street reconstruction. They're saying that their trucking is only going to be on state and county roads. That's another condition. They can't have trucking. It's not allowed to have any of that trucking on local roads. But it is okay to have the trucking on state and county roads, and that's what they're claiming they will do. If they were going to have any impact on local roads, one of the conditions is they have to have some money put aside for any damage to those roads, but again, they're proposing not to travel on those roads. Other conditions, they have hours of operation. Staff is recommending an adjustment to their hours of operation. They were proposing to start, I believe, at 7 o'clock in the morning on four Saturdays during that 8-month time frame. We are saying they should start no earlier than 9 o'clock on Saturday. Other conditions that we had included involve moving the site that they're going to have the actual concrete batch plant, moving that about 50 feet further north. That'll bring it further away from the swale that's in the farm field. There's two swales through that farm field on the east side of the farm field, south of where they're proposing to have this concrete batch plant. That's where the hand symbol is the one that's closest to where they're going to have their operations. I'm asking for them to move their operations further north, 50 feet farther away, move the berm a little bit over to the west, move their, they're going to have a gravel area where they're going to slow down the water that comes off the site, move that so that the whole site will drain towards the headwaters of that little swale so they don't create any further erosion in the farm field by cutting another ditch through the farm field. Other conditions that are important to it, before I forgot, was 1,000 feet. It must be located 1,000 feet away from any occupied structure and they are, and moving it 50 feet north will still be okay. So again, the conditions of staff's approvals are in here. I did want to mention a couple other things. The mayor had mentioned his concern that dust and mud be properly addressed, and we'll make sure that if one of the conditions they need to do is have a final erosion control plan, we'll make sure that's very well addressed in that erosion control plan. Alderman Wilhelm also has some questions and concerns about the use of fly ash. Fly ash is a common ingredient in preparing this concrete. They are going to use fly ash, but they say that at no time will it be exposed to the atmosphere. It's always going to be in some kind of container or a truck or something. There was a concern raised by the building inspector that adequate number of porta potties be used. So we'll keep a close eye on that as well. So I believe that with the condition staff has, we'll be okay. I do know that there may be another couple questions or concerns raised by some of the planning commissioners. But we are recommending approval with the conditions in the resolution.
All right, any other discussion?
Maybe just go ahead. A batch plant, concrete is made from stone, usually crushed stone, sand, water, and cement. And the cement trucks or the fly ash trucks, cement and fly ash are pretty much almost interchangeable because the fly ash is a cementing product. They're contained in trucks that actually vent back through the truck again. So when they pump it into the chamber where they mix it, the fumes go back into the truck, so it's kind of a sealed system. And of course, it's important to build 76th Street. And from our concern as city on streets, we really don't want those heavy trucks. These are basically ready mix trucks, so they batch it and then go back to a ready mix truck that's mixed, and when it gets to the site, it's ready to be poured. So, and those I think weigh 80,000 pounds. We do want to keep them off local streets. So they'll be on 76th Street, they can be on Ryan Road, they can be on Rawson Avenue, they can be on Loomis Road, but they can't be on Drexel and Pukes in our local streets.
Commissioner
Fowler? I just have a couple of questions. How many trucks are you anticipating per day that will be traveling to the construction site? But only 20 trucks a day that will be moving?
That'll be delivering cement. Now, then we have the sand and stone that has to be delivered also.
Okay.
That's all coming from the south. What highways?
I'm Tom Hamlin, the applicant. This is Mike Maple, the owner of the company.
You might want to come up here and use the microphone so we can get you recorded. But you're probably going to have questions for all of you.
Yes.
Come up.
This one?
Yeah. That's fine, thank you.
No, it's the aggregates are meant to come from Burlington, and that's why we're very comfortable with the comments and concerns of, it'll all be coming up Highway 36, Loomis Road to Ryan, and up 76. It's the most direct, reasonable route mm-hmm. that can be had. So the trucking issue will all remain on those major roads. So all the sand and gravel aggregates will come from Burlington.
So you're expecting, let's say, max 40 trucks a day, maybe?
I might have to do the math as far as cubic yards. I can tell you we'll be growing about 2,500 cubic yards a day. But I'd have to find two ways.
I think that's about 45. Okay. I do construction for the sewage district, so I've been around a lot of trucks moving stuff.
You need an estimator.
He's quick. I'm not that good. But the only other concern I have, I do live by the quarry. And we get constant complaints about the one thing, a big complaint about the quarry is dust. And the quarry has instituted a real dust suppression system where they wash their trucks down periodically as they leave the site. Now, I've been around concrete trucks, and I understand, as Jack has pointed out, that they're sealed system. but they still do generate dust as they go over the gravel road, and then they pick up dust from your facility. When you dump the concrete, I know there's dust that gets on the trucks. Do you anticipate any way that you're going to be able to wash those trucks down periodically? I don't know if you have to do it every time they come in, but if there's a truck that's on a regular cycle. Do you have a water source that you could use to wash the trucks down?
We will have water trucks on site to water the grade, and they can water the haul over to the batch plant.
Okay.
As far as a wheel wash system, we're not anticipating that.
Is there a hose on that truck that they could just kind of spray down?
It's going to be hauled in. It's not quite ready-mix trucks. It's hauled in regular dump trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Our plant mixes it in dumps,
okay,
dump trucks or agitators,
okay,
which are a mix between a ready-mix truck and a dump truck. So they're not ready-mix
right.
trucks as some you may envision. I mean, ours dump faster
right.
than a ready-mix truck.
Just keep in mind that the driveway of this site to the project end, I think most of you understand, is only several hundred feet.
Right.
On what might be still called the public road, although mm-hmm. it's local.
But there's a neighborhood just to the south, to the north of you, and I'm just
That's
anticipating
right.
that if there's dust, even if it's not your responsibility, there are going to be concerns raised. And I'm just wondering if you're taking any plans for water to wash the trucks down.
We will have a water truck on site, and we will have a room on site at all times.
Right. So one of the other things I was talking about is I'm very concerned about the drainage off this site, because you are going to be the farm field. I read the endpoint report, but I disagree with some of the points. I do believe there are some hydric soils and wetland areas on that site. I'm not going to argue with them. I'm not going to argue, Jack, but I really do think there are. But they're not going to disturb them anyway. My concern is some kind of stormwater pond or some kind of swale that maybe if you're going to wash the trucks down, instead of that little stone barricade, you just make a scrape, let the trucks pull into there, fill it with gravel, wash them down if they get too dusty, and then they can pull out. That'd be something I would want you to consider. That would probably alleviate a lot of concerns, but I do believe that you will get complaints on dust. I'm just kind of get you to think ahead.
Hopefully we won't have that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Thines.
I just have a couple of questions, mainly I'm direct to the planning department. In your recommendation here, you made reference to the UDO, where they talk about the financial assurance required for potential damage to the roads. And I know the statement here that 76 feet, because it refers to city and county roads, and 76 feet is going to be covered for maintenance or any damage under the contract to redo 76 feet. Is that what this is saying?
I don't know if we know that for sure. We're assuming that, but because this is a county road project, we're assuming it is.
Could I answer that?
Sure.
Is in all state contracts, they're all road items, and it states in the general procedure is that, of course, Musson has already started their work, so I can't speak for that. But as we start trucking, you do a haul road survey with the project engineer to survey the condition of the road before we begin, and then as we complete our work, another survey can be done, and the way the state spec book reads it, we have restored to in like condition before what we started. So that is, I'd call it best protection, I can say, that the state contract gives a local road like you mentioned.
Well, I for one am glad to see 76 feet getting fixed, and that portion of it, I don't think you could do any more damage to it. So. The other thing is this calls out for also for potential damage to roads, but it also references planned restoration to the site. And I guess what I'm concerned about with the site is it looks as if there's going to be quite a bit of gravel put into that site. And I know you make a suggestion in there to have that as much of that gravel removed as possible. And I would really agree with that. Are you going to be washing out trucks and washing slurry out onto that area?
We will wash trucks out at the end of the day. We will rinse them out. We will have a pond that we dig, a settling pond that goes into before it is discharged on the way.
Is the slurry going to be removed then, or is it just
yes.
going to be buried?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That'll all be removed when we're done.
That's going to be pulled out of there,
yes.
And all the gravel is also so there's no French drains created, because You know, that's a farming field, and I don't know how deep that topsoil cover is going to be, but that might damage discs or whatever they go in there with to farm that land.
Well, we were just out there farming the land. Now, there's about a foot of topsoil, which is quite normal, of course. But, yeah, the farmer's working it now, and we are going to reimburse the farmer also for helping him to restore the productivity of the land. So we've dealt with that with the property owner as well.
So the recommendation or the suggestion to put that into the resolution, that that gravel be removed prior to backfilling the topsoils, you have no objections to that?
We can do that.
Okay. The other issue that I had or would like to question would be the safety of, you have a trailer that's going to house a diesel generator?
Yes.
Is that also housing the fuel source for that?
The fuel source is in with the generator, yes.
The tank is inside the trailer?
Yes.
Is there systems on that trailer to prevent any spillage or leakage of that fuel onto the ground?
We haven't ever had any leakage from that tank that's in that trailer, but it is in the trailer. I mean, what kind of system?
Some kind of a pooling or catch basin, or
there isn't any that's part.
There's nothing.
The
so if it does leak, it drops on the ground.
Well, it's got to fill the trailer up first.
To the extent the trailer
right,
is.
Right.
Okay. All right. And the equipment maintenance, you don't have a problem with that being done during the hours of operation? All the questions I have.
Right. Seeing no other questions, is there a motion to approve the resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a temporary concrete batch plant?
Madam Chair, I think there's a public hearing. We have to
No. I think you're asking.
Okay. No. All right.
Sorry.
Never mind.
Upon property located at 9410 South 76th Street.
I would so move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, we have to have more discussion. Sorry.
I just want to mention that the suggestion to put the removal of the gravel is not in the resolution.
Yeah. Could make it part of the motion of the commission.
Well,
I would add that to my motion.
And the stormwater swale as well.
Yeah.
It was just the scrape. We'll call it a stormwater scrape. The scrape will be added as well.
Here a second.
Yeah, I agree.
Any other discussion? Okay. Seeing no discussion needed. All those in favor? Or is this up?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item 3B, City of Franklin Complete Streets and Connectivity Committee Status Report.
No report.
No input?
We have not met.
All right.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.